This is the Torah. Every day. The book of Numbers, Bamidbar. We carry on in chapter 9 today, verse 15. On the day the tabernacle was put up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, that is, the tent of the testimony. And in the evening, over the tabernacle, was what appeared to be fire, which remained until morning. So the cloud always covered it, and it looked like fire at night. Cloud by day, fire by night. The presence of God hovering over the camp. During the day, a cloud. At night, it was light. Some have jokingly said that the children of Israel had air conditioning in the desert during the day and a night light if they needed to go to the restroom at night. But this would be a symbol of God's protection and his guidance. I think it is a misnomer, a misstatement, to say that the Jewish people wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. I think it is quite clear that Adonai led the people of Israel through the wilderness over 40 years. He was with them, guiding them the whole time. Nobody was ever lost in the wilderness. And he led them by means of the cloud. Verse 17, whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tent, the people of Israel continued their travels, and they camped wherever the cloud stopped. An ancient commentary spoke of this idea of the cloud being taken up or the cloud departing. It says it would have been incorrect to think of the cloud departing, leaving, but instead it was more of a sprouting forth and ascending. It was still in view. It's just that the cloud would be lifted up, and that was the signal to continue traveling. At the order of Adonai, the people of Israel traveled. When it was time to go, God would let them know, as he does in our own lives. It stands out to me that the cloud, we often think of a cloudy day as being something of a downer. It's interesting to me that God would use the cloud that we often think of in a negative or a something to be depressed about. But it was the cloudy day when God signaled to his people it was time to move on. Sometimes we are in the midst of cloudy days, when things don't seem to be going right, that God is using that experience to move us on. But at his order, the people of Israel traveled. At the order of Adonai, they camped. Another ancient commentary speaks of this. It says, when the Israelites traveled, the cloud would fold and spread itself over the tribe of Judah like a beam. They blew a takia, a long blast on the shofar, the ram's horn, and a teruah, a series of short blasts, and another takia, but it did not move on until Moses declared, "Rise up, O Lord." And then the banner of the camp of Judah would travel. So at the order of Adonai, they camped, and as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, verse 18, they stayed in camp. Another writing says, as soon as the Israelites encamped, the pillar of cloud would mushroom upward and spread itself over the tribe of Judah like a canopy. It would not depart until Moses declared, "Return, O Lord, to the myriads of Israel's thousands." Verse 19, even when the cloud remained on the tabernacle for a long time, the people of Israel did what Adonai had charged them to do and did not travel. Sometimes the cloud was a few days over the tabernacle, according to Adonai's order. They remained in camp, and according to Adonai's order, they traveled. Sometimes the cloud was there only from evening until morning, so that when the cloud was taken up in the morning, they traveled. Or even if it continued up both day and night, when the cloud was up, they traveled. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained over the tabernacle, staying on it, the people of Israel remained in camp and did not travel. But as soon as it was taken up, they traveled. At Adonai's order, they camped, and at Adonai's order, they traveled. They did what Adonai had charged them to do through Moshe. The New Testament would reveal that those who are led by the Spirit will be called the sons or the children of God. Knowing when God is moving you forward, or when God is saying to stay still. Learning to hear the Spirit moving you on like a cloud is key to being led by Him, making the right decisions. Chapter 10 and verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe, "Make 2 trumpets. Make them of hammered silver. Use them for summoning the community and for sounding the call to break camp and move on." Later in the New Testament, we will see that it is the trumpet or the shofar of God that calls us on. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a rousing cry, with a call from one of the ruling angels, and with God's shofar. Those who died united with the Messiah will be the first to rise. Then we who are left still alive will be caught up with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord," and so encourage each other with these words. The imagery is hard to miss, isn't it? The trumpet blast, the cloud, it's all connected to these scriptures in the Torah. The call for God's people to move on. When they are sounded, verse 3, the entire community is to assemble before you at the entrance to the tent of meeting. If only one is sounded, then just the leaders, the heads of the clans of Israel, are to assemble before you. When you sound an alarm, the camps to the east will commence traveling. When you sound a second alarm, the camps to the south will set out. They will sound alarms to announce when to travel. However, when the community is to be assembled, you are to sound, but don't sound an alarm. So different types of notes from the trumpets, some long, some short. The short ones were the alarm The long ones were the sounding sound to be assembled together. It will be the sons of Aaron, verse 8, the Kohanim, who are to sound the trumpets. This will be a permanent or an eternal regulation for you through all their generations. Isn't it interesting how this eternal regulation, we think, well, how could it be eternal? We don't have the sons of Aaron necessarily leading us as they did in that capacity in those days, but within the new covenant, we have an eternal high priest, the Kohen HaGadol, Yeshua, who will sound his shofar when it's time for us to move on. When you go to war in your land, verse 9, against an adversary who is oppressing you, you are to sound an alarm with the trumpets. Then you will be remembered before Adonai your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also on your days of rejoicing, at your designated times, and on Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, head of the month, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. These will be your reminder before your God. I am Adonai your God. So the sound of the trumpet or the sound of the shofar, the signal. Remember in the book of Revelation, we understand that Yeshua himself has the voice of a trumpet or a shofar. So great symbolism here in that sound, that trumpet, telling the people, his voice comforting, his voice affirming what they're doing. It's a supernatural tone that we will hear when we are called out to move on. This is the Torah. Every day.